So remember, the colonial revival at the turn of the 20th century was about more than art and architecture and revolutionary battle reenactments. Rosemary could tell by the quiet of her classroom that she had her students' full attention, a rare and wonderful opportunity to actually impart some wisdom. The revival was a whole cultural movement. There was this prevalent desire to recapture the traditions and values of what was perceived as a simpler time. Rosemary propped her elbows on the lecture podium, which she was standing beside, but rarely ever stood behind. Now, based on our studies of colonial America earlier this semester, do you think the 1600s and 1700s in America were a simple time for the people who lived then?
No way,
said Dylan Saunders from the front row, a remark that was, like so many of Dylan's others, met with a round of laughter from his fellow students. I would be inclined to agree with you, Dylan, said Rosemary with a smile. Those were times of discovery and adventure, to be sure, but they were also dominated by hardship, sickness, suffering, and war. But think about it. Don't we do that? Don't we idealize other time periods, even in our own lives?
I remember when I was 5, said Dylan. Good times.
Exactly. When you were actually 5, life might not have seemed particularly charmed or simple. But now, looking back, it's all birthday cake and learning to ride a bike. And Santa Claus, and the Tooth Fairy, said Katie Fuller, who was seated just to Dylan's right. See, I think that the people of that time, the late 19th and early 20th centuries, just wanted to recapture what they perceived to be the ideals and values and beauty of a time 100 years behind them. Think about it. They were healing from the Civil War. New waves of immigrants were pouring in, bringing influences from other cultures with them. The economy wasn't in great shape. And then the World's Fair of 1876 happened, the first one to be hosted right here in the United States. It coincided with the 100th anniversary of the signing of the Declaration of Independence. This connected the nation to its past and became a celebration of its birth. There was this sort of longing for another time, and it's that longing that you will see reflected in the clean lines of the furniture, the houses, the artwork of the revival period. That's what I want you all to look out for in the Colonial Style, Created and Imitated exhibition that opens Wednesday evening at the Filbert Fine Arts Gallery right here in our own Paperwick University Performing and Fine Arts Center. Rosemary held up one of the publicity posters for her students to see. You will see artifacts and artworks from colonial America laid next to artifacts and artworks from the turn of the 20th century, the colonial revival. Get over to the gallery sometime between this Wednesday and next week's Thanksgiving holiday. Write me a short paper over one item in the exhibition that strikes your fancy, comparing the colonial piece to its counterpart revival piece. But really try to get to the heart of what that longing was about. What larger ideal was the creator trying to capture? And remember, the colonial revival is technically still going on, so look around you for examples of those ideals here in the modern world. Even right here, on this campus. Rosemary looked at her watch. Looks like our time's up for today, but I have a few announcements. First, you get Friday off. Maybe use that time to walk over and look at the exhibition or start writing your papers.
Oh yeah, I bet that's because you're getting married to Dr. McGuire on Saturday.
That's right, Dylan, said Rosemary. Also, as many of you know, I've co-authored a book with our own Dr. Jack Stone from the English department. It's called The Witch's Meadow, and it's actually about the Connecticut witch trials, and one trial in particular that happened right here in Paperwick. Anyway, there's going to be a fun book launch party on Friday afternoon right here on campus at the Tattered Tome Bookshop, and you're all invited to come. Rosemary paused. There will be free coffee and baked goodies from Pip's Coffee Shop next door. This was met with a round of applause and an "I'll be there" from Dylan.